Welcome to Head Games Radio on a Wednesday around the country. We want to thank Merrill Hodge, Larry Weissman, and the sons, James Jones, from yesterday's show. Today we've got a great lineup with Solomon Wilcots, who's one of the best people covering the NFL Network with CBS as well. We're going to talk football, also a little golf with Peter Costas, who is CBS's swing guru. We're going to talk for those of you that have something in your swing. Maybe it's not Jim Furyk's, shall we say, hitch, but it's something in your swing, and you've always felt like there's one thing maybe that could get you out of it. Well, we're going to talk with Peter Costas in the second half hour of today's show. Tomorrow we'll have Chris Mortensen, our CIA 007 in the NFL. And I think it'll be a very interesting show, along with Jarrett Bell, who covers the NFL for USA Today, and more. But yesterday's show was interesting because James Jones is, I think, one of those players in the NBA that is semi under the radar. He's somebody that has the skill sets of the overall game. He can pass, he can rebound, he can shoot, and he also has the attitude within the team that is all too often forgotten when we see players that are screaming, they're not getting the ball, whether it's football or whether it's basketball. Here's James Jones talking about Amari Stoudemire and the fact that now that he's back, maybe the Suns have the strength in the middle to go deeper in the playoffs.
Amari's getting back healthy. I mean, Amari's a beast. I mean, he may be lean, he may be light, he may not be, you know, traditional center at 280 pounds, but he's strong, he's powerful, and he's fierce in the basket. And that's the element that we were missing last year against Dallas and in the playoffs against the Lakers and the Clippers. And with him, I don't think we need a big bruiser. As long as Amari's not in foul trouble, as long as he's healthy, and Sean is down there tandem with him, I mean, we have enough weapons to get it done.
And that's the thing that was demonstrated last year. Sean Marion could have been co-MVP last year because he was asked to shoulder more of the rebounding burden. He got up to 10, 11 rebounds a game and really showed a different side. And he's not a big guy either. Tell us about Sean Marion this year and his role. If Amari comes back healthy, tell us about that.
Sean's role is the biggest key to, I mean, piece to the puzzle.
That's James Jones talking about pieces to the puzzle. Solomon Wilcots will help us coming up on Head Games on Sports Byline and SiriusXM.